Welcome to the Business Agility Institute podcast network. We're introducing you to agile practitioners around the world with interviews and deep dives from a variety of industries and functions. You'll get insights from new contexts, learn more about what business agility looks like around the globe, and uncover fresh inspiration for your own agile journey. Let's get started.
Hello, my name is Adi Dolman. I'm an Agile coach in the Netherlands, and I help larger companies to develop their Agile organization. I'm also the author of two books, Agile Marketing in 2016 and Agile Coaching, that was launched in 2021. In my podcast, people from the field share their Agile marketing experiences, and my guest for today is Mark Schermer. He's from Syngenta. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Please introduce yourself and Syngenta.
Yes, very well. So my name is Mark Schermer. I'm 45 years old, and I'm the global head of Syngenta Flowers, so the flowering department of the of Syngenta.
Yeah.
I am based in Downers Grove, which is in Illinois, close to Chicago.
Okay.
And we are a breeding and production company in all kinds of bedding plants and pot plants.
Okay. Wow. Sounds great. What was the first moment in your career that you consciously started working with Agile marketing?
It's a good question. I don't think it was consciously.
Okay.
Agile marketing for me, and we're in a breeding industry where it's very common to develop a product, bring a product to your customers, test it, develop it, make choices of, okay, this is the better variety than that is the better variety. You advance products further into commercial introduction, and you loop the feedback back into your R&D where you start working on other products. So that is kind of an ongoing thing to work directly with customers and make sure that everything that we develop starts creating the highest value for them. So it's not necessarily that we thought at some point, well, we need to start doing this. We were in the journey already. But when I got connected with the Agile marketing concept, I started thinking, hey, this gives us a lot of opportunity to further improve and to do even better.
Okay. Wow. Great. I felt honored that I heard that you've read my book, Agile Marketing, in 2016. And when you were head of marketing, if I'm correct.
Correct. That's correct. Yeah.
What was the most important takeaway for you from the book? Can you still remember? It's 5 years ago, but...
Focus on the highest value that you can create for your customer. Really know your customer. And that doesn't mean do market research, do ask him all sorts of questions. Know your customer. What is he doing? What are you observing of his behavior? And where does his true challenges are? And if you can identify those and you can develop products, services, propositions that really target him to solve his problems, I think you are adding the most value and you'll be having happy customers.
Oh, wow. Well, that after 5 years, that's great. what are your biggest Agile marketing success?
I think my biggest Agile marketing success is still to come. Within Syngenta, we're working in a larger organization. Mm-hmm. And gearing up the organization into a certain way of working and a certain mindset takes time. So we've paved the road. We just need to still walk it. We're on a journey of continuous improvement. We need to be stronger and strongly involved with our customers' need. I'm a big advocate of almost in our world, we say breeding is the development of new types of flowers and plants.
Yeah.
And I think there's customer segments or customer groups out there, if you will, that we could really start dedicated breeding for. And that's my ultimate goal to get there, is basically get the customer into the breeding department, telling our breeders what to make, and then start making it along the way together.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, sure. Well, you mentioned already Syngenta is a large organization. How did the organization participate in the agile marketing way of thinking and acting?
I think any marketeer that you ask is going to be happy if you want to really connect him with the deeper thoughts of the customer, and really if you really want to do something with that, to say, take a close look. What are they doing? What are their values? What are they? How do they sell their product? What does that mean for us? Where does the product end up? How can we improve that so he can be more successful to a customer? Yeah. I mean, any marketeer would be happy to hear that, and happy that that's the direction of the that the company is taking. But the true thing that you really have to learn is that is truly know to learn, or truly learn to know your customer.
Yeah,
because that sounds easy, but it's the most difficult thing of it all to really have the in-depth knowledge and but also the feel for it.
I can imagine that. What pitfalls have you encountered on your agile marketing journey in the company or in the field or
Insufficient tested assumptions is one of the bigger ones. Is that you think that you're testing your assumptions, but basically you're going off of an opinion, which is very how do you say it? That's very dangerous in a trajectory like this, because you start developing something that is good for a target group of one. And then it's not scalable, and it brings one customer a lot of value, but most likely not a lot of value to the company and to the team. Open-mindedness and the entrepreneurship, keeping the entrepreneurship there, so there to make quick decisions. If decisions can be made fast, then you're most successful. If you being drawn back into, well, let's involve this one, let's involve that one, let's involve that one, and you start cutting out your gut feel also, then stop it.
Okay, yeah. Well, imagine you will start again. What would you do differently with all the experience you have now?
I would drive the mindset even harder and faster. Because every time I've seen the agile mindset in play, let's put it that way, I've seen it being successful.
Yeah.
And it makes sense, because you're looking at who's your most important target group, what do we really want, what makes them really happy, and you start developing propositions and products and services that really make them happy.
Yeah.
So anybody that tries to say something different, no, we're not going to do it. So I would be more pressing towards, guys, focus on, let's go to customers. Let's see what they're doing. Let's see what they're, and then really do something with it. Make sure that you really get, and that's what I want to do, is we see where they're at, we see their problems, and let's invest time and not only money, but also time and brain space to really understand, okay, but now what are we going to do with it?
Yeah.
And then really do it.
Okay, yeah. So, agile is a mindset, isn't it?
Huh? Yes, it is a mindset.
Yeah. What does it mean for the agile marketeers, or for your marketing teams?
What it mostly means is focus on the things that truly bring value. Focus that. Forget about the waste. And mostly of time and money. Invest in knowing what your customer really wants. So always make sure that you see their products, that you make, that you see how they are doing business, where they're at, what's going on with them. That's most important. Create propositions together with them. So always be testing, always be verifying. Hey, is this working for you? Is this, how does this help you or does this hinder you?
Yeah.
And that's how you get the, how do you get the furthest? But ultimate goal is develop everything together with your customer, with a group of customers.
Yeah, it's a lot about, I think it's a lot about customer behavior and what makes the traction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And you will see it immediately on the behavior because there, a lot of our customers are entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And what I feel, and the entrepreneurs, so that's we're talking about greenhouse growers. Yeah. I said the biggest and the best marketing tool that we can have is the fire of the entrepreneur behind our products. Mm-hmm. So if that fire is behind our products, well, yeah, we have that's better marketing than anybody can ever develop.
Wow. Well, Mark, thank you very much for sharing this to the world.
Very welcome.
This is the real field experience we're looking after. Huh?
Yeah.
do you have some latest tip or advice for the world or?
Yes, I think that there's one thing that whenever I talk about agile and agile marketing and the concept of agile is don't get stuck in the terminology or get intimidated by the terminology. It's about knowing what adds the most value.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on creating, dare to take educated risk, and focus on getting it done.
So it's about common sense, I think, eh? About the essentials of the agile mindset in creating value.
Huh? Exactly. Yeah. And that's all there is. So sometimes it can feel a little bit, oh, we have a product owner, a scrum master, and we have all of these terminology. Mm-hmm. But what it is at the end is, what adds the most value? Start doing that and finish what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Mark, thank you very much for this interesting podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Okay, well, as I said, my name is Adrie Dolman. I'm doing this regularly a few times a year, a podcast from the field. Today, my podcast, my guest was Mark Schermer from Syngenta. Thank you very much. I hope you will have lots of success still with agile marketing, and that the greatest agile marketing success will be near.
For sure.
So okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Adrie.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode from the Business Agility Institute podcast network. If you liked what you heard today, be sure and visit our website, businessagility.institute. You'll find a full library of resources for your business agility journey, sourced from practitioners and thought leaders from around the world. And be sure to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for tuning in.